6:44. This is the 1320 WILS Capital City Recap. Yeah, you may have just seen the news, but a teen died after consuming 3 caffeinated drinks in just under 2 hours. Coroner says because he drank too much caffeine too quickly. Kathleen Miller is a research scientist at the Research Institute on Addiction at the University of New York at Buffalo. She's been studying energy drinks now for what, almost 10 years? Is that close, mm-hmm. Kathleen?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah. Now, what? Because he drank some kind of a coffee drink, then a large Mountain Dew, and then an energy drink. Is how do you die from having 3 of these kinds of drinks?
Well, that's a really good question. First thing to keep in mind is that everybody reacts to caffeine differently. But for most of us, hitting the mark of about, say, 500 milligrams of caffeine total in your system, that's the equivalent of about 5 cups of coffee, mm-hmm. Is enough for almost anyone to put them into a state of caffeine intoxication. Mm-hmm. That means the jitters, the headache, the nausea, all the symptoms that we associate with, you know, drinking too much caffeine. For some people, it takes them farther into a state called caffeine toxicity, and that can be dangerous. Okay. That can lead to, for very rare cases, it can actually lead to death.
You take one of these big monster drinks. How many cups of coffee would that really be in one of those?
Well, one of the standard monster is 16 ounces. That's the equivalent of maybe a cup and a half, 2 cups of coffee. Okay. You can actually get monsters in a larger size now, which is closer to the equivalent of about 3 to 4 cups.
That doesn't sound like too much caffeine in a can. Is it just the caffeine, or what is this, the other things in there?
Well, when you put that together with a large latte from McDonald's and also a large Diet Mountain Dew, you're definitely topping 500 milligrams. As far as the energy drink goes, though, there is more involved than just the caffeine. Energy drinks are unique in that they have plant and herbal extracts, and some of those are actually also stimulants, things like guarana or bitter orange. Mm-hmm. They either reinforce the caffeine or they kind of put the caffeine on steroids. So it can be a stronger stimulant than you realize when you're just reading the ingredients on the back of the can.
Yeah. I mean, we don't hear a lot of stories like this. Is this something that happens more often than we know, or?
No, this is very rare. And in most of the cases that have occurred, and there have been a couple dozen, in most of those cases, it tends to turn out that there's some kind of underlying cardiac event. The best known case was a 14-year-old who turned out to have something called Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. It was a cardiac problem.
Okay. So are you saying generally they're safe? It's okay, the way we're consuming them, it's not necessarily...
No, I wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't go that far. Caffeine is a drug. We don't think of it that way because a vast majority of us use it, and we like it, and we're perfectly fine most of the time. And as a result, we tend to treat it as though it's just food, but it's not. It's a stimulant, just like cocaine. It's much milder, but it is a stimulant, and it needs to be treated with respect.
Hmm. Is it different than the days when people drank 4 or 5 cups of coffee a day? Do you think we're in a different kind of state of consuming caffeine today?
No. We have been coffee drinkers in the United States and of many other countries for a very long time. People aren't necessarily drinking more. Part of what's going on with energy drinks is that they're drinking it differently. When you drink coffee, as a general rule, you tend to do it slowly. You sip it, you savor it, and that means the caffeine doesn't get into your system very quickly. Mm-hmm. Energy drinks, you're drinking a large container with a top can, so you can't put half of it away for later because it goes flat. They're mm-hmm. carbonated, they're cold, and all the advertising tells you, go ahead, slam the whole can all at once. Mm. It's a pretty big shot.
Are there any limits to the amount of caffeine that they're allowed to pack into these cans?
No, there's absolutely no limit on how much they can have. Most energy drinks are the equivalent of about a cup of coffee for a serving. They're not actually all that strong, except for the way that we're drinking them. Mm-hmm. But some of them, the really high-end ones, can be as much as 5 times that strong.
Jeez. Is there a push now to increase that in the industry in any way? Or?
Do you mean a push to put more caffeine in?
Yeah, to make these drinks more caffeinated. I mean, are they somehow... more drinkers to the drink if it has more caffeine in it, that kind of thing?
Not really, and part of the reason for that might be that there's starting to be some pushback because of cases like what happened Monster in particular, Monster and 5-Hour Energy have been running into lawsuits. So they're not really trying to increase the amount of caffeine. What we're tending to see instead is an increase in the number of different kinds of Monster or other brands, and also a move toward caffeinating other products that you don't think of as caffeinated, things like potato chips or popcorn or snacks or jerky.
Do you drink any of these drinks yourself ever?
I have, just for research purposes. To me, they taste like caffeinated cough syrup. So I don't really see the appeal. I got to say that the vast majority of people who drink these are under 30, 35 years old. It tends to fall off very quickly after that.
Yeah. Kathleen Miller, she's a research scientist at the Research Institute on Addiction at the State University of New York at Buffalo. Kathleen, thank you very much.
My pleasure.